This week marks the 10th anniversary of the dedication of the Women in Military Service for America Memorial at Arlington National Cemetery. Today, hundreds of people gathered there to remember women's contributions to America's wars. The oldest woman honored at the ceremony was 101-year-old Esther Corcoran. She enlisted as a private in the WACS, the Women's Auxiliary Army Corps, in 1943. When discharged, she was a lieutenant colonel, the highest rank a woman could reach at the time. Another of today's honorees was Marcia Four, a Vietnam-era nurse who served as a second lieutenant in the Army Nurse Corps. She spoke about the evolution of women's roles in military service.
We were teetering on the edge of major change, and we could feel it, and we could taste it, and it was on our skins. Just as we had traveled to this point because of so many of you who came before us, we were poignantly aware of the responsibility we carried in contributing to that forward march begun so long ago in revolutionary times. We proved we were up to the task, and we were a force to be reckoned with, and we still are, because we ain't done yet.
Women's roles have changed in the U.S. military as they are increasingly drawn into combat. Now, women fly as Black Hawk pilots. Back in World War II, women pilots flew cargo missions. There was at times resentment from male colleagues, even suspected sabotage. And it took until the 1950s before these women flyers were recognized as veterans. Women continue to face challenges, but they appreciate that those who came before them had a much rougher time, and not just in war zones. Ashley Sarber is an active member of the Coast Guard.
I think that a lot of women, they take for granted their service that they provide to their country. It's not like it was before, like 100 years ago. Instead, you know, we're getting paid the same as the men are. We're getting the same benefits as the men are. And, you know, back then they had to fight for that. And they really paved the way for us younger servicewomen to come in and not have to start from scratch.
Tonight at the Women's Memorial, service members will toss 98 rose petals into the reflecting pool in the cemetery, one for each woman killed in action in Afghanistan and Iraq. And this afternoon, they looked up into the sky and saw this. A procession of Black Hawk helicopters, each flown by a woman pilot.